Welcome back. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Got to wake everybody up. It's almost 7. T.O. Soriel here. Brad Ballard. Scott Blumenthal. Kareem Mayer's on the phone. This is your sports medicine current events show where the topics are literally ripped right off of the sports desk. So two topics that are both medical that we've got to talk about today. Klay Thompson, ruptured Achilles, coming back from ACL surgery. I'm not clear. Was it the same leg or the other leg?
Other leg. Oh, it was other?
Yeah.
Dude,
so we got to talk about that. I feel bad for him. He's going to miss a year. There's just not another way to do it. And we also are going to talk about Drew Brees and his rib fractures and collapsed lung. 888-787-1310 is our number. 888-787-1310. Kareem, do you have any insight, or can you recap the Drew Brees injury for us?
Yeah, so apparently rib fractures, both acute, and we'll say relatively acute, that he had on one side from that injury that we saw where he was tackled pretty violently to the ground. And then apparently at the same time when they found that injury, they found rib fractures on the other side that apparently were old or a week old, so relatively acute is what I'm reading. The headlines kind of blew my mind that they made such a big deal about obtaining second opinions to confirm the original diagnosis.
Yeah, we laughed.
That was a joke.
We laughed at that ourselves.
Yep, I looked at the CT scan and it's there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we need to talk about that because I don't think people would understand why that's
funny to us.
Why that's ridiculous to us.
So I'm going to say something.
Well, I think there's probably more to that. Maybe obviously the Saints have had a history of some medical issues with some history there. You just can Google back to 2017 and you can figure out that situation. But anyways, from that, a CT scan is pretty definitive on rib fractures. I don't think you have to – I guarantee Drew did not get his chest scanned again with another CT scanner to make sure they didn't miss the rib fracture, all right? So they're not going to irradiate Drew's chest again with 300 more, 300 times more x-rays on his chest. But look, so that's an issue that we see all the time. You know, go backwards to Tyrod Taylor and the management of that and how that has, you know, literally led to the emergence of Justin Herbert or Herbert, depending on what part of the country you live in. But that, the emergence of another player. But so, you know, I think Ballard can talk about this more, too, because with rib fractures, you know, the ones that we worry about the most, you know, we talked about having a flail chest, and that goes down the big time, like, emergent concerning rib fracture pathway that Dr. Ballard would see as an emergency medicine doctor, and how that is different on how you break the ribs. Right. So if you just crack the ribs in one spot and it's only a couple, we're okay with that. But if you crack a bunch of them and you crack the same rib in multiple spots, that's a problem. That's a real problem.
Yeah. Well, and if you partially drop a lung too.
Yeah. So, I'm more wondering how he's alive versus how, like, he's going to play football in 3 weeks.
Well, so
put that into perspective. Well, I will. First of all, I got a question. Are the rib fractures on the same side or on different sides?
No. They're on different sides.
Gotcha.
And I'm not clear on whether the collapsed lung is on the fresh side or on the other side. I think it's on the fresh side.
Right.
I
would assume the fresh side, just because if you just watch the video, his posture almost told you something wasn't right. He was almost in that splinching that we call it, and you could tell that there was some shortness of breath. He just wasn't right. Then versus what he had on the other side. So you get a rib fracture, it's painful, it hurts. But when you have a rib fracture and you have now a pneumothorax, as in you have a punctured lung, you're not going to get a great deep breath. Hence, you know, what's the treatment? Well, now he's on this inspiratory spirometer that, you know, we always use after surgery. And so Drew Brees posts a photo on Instagram at his house using it, you know, because that's really the treatment, to open up that lung, to get that space open. And there's really nothing you're going to do surgically. That's going to kind of take care of itself. But based on just what you saw in those 5 seconds of him walking around on the sideline, uncomfortable, that video clip, you could tell that had to have happened on the same side, not the other side. But then the other side was found when they did the CT scan.
Well, right. Brad, can you just tell the listeners or viewers the difference in the kind of the grading or the percentage of pneumothorax? Because not all of them are treated with an incentive spirometer. Some are treated with an intervention.
Right. And I know Saad is like, I'm more concerned about his, you know, livelihood than him being able to play football. So apparently the old rib fractures, I guess, were missed because they didn't see those until they scanned for the fresh rib fractures. So listen, I mean, everybody's familiar with the ribs, which protects the, you know, all the major organs of the, you know, the heart and the, you know, it's just protective of the major organs of the chest and thorax. And so he likely has a cracked rib. But if you think about a bone and a crack in it, that's different than a crack and those two ends
separating,
yeah, which is what we call a displaced fracture. It is unlikely, and Dr. Soria and I were talking about this, you know, this week in the clinic, it is unlikely that he had such a big rib fracture that it separated so much that it actually punctured the lung itself.
Yeah, we don't think that that happened.
I really don't think that happened. I think he, which happens, by the way, but these are like major
car accidents, yeah,
major, to where, like Dr. Mayer was saying, somebody has a flail chest where there's so many rib fractures that the lungs don't operate optimally. And I mean, it's life threatening. So I don't think we're dealing with that.
No.
I think he had a punctured lung because of the impact of the hit.
And the guy falling on him.
And the guy falling on him.
Think of the lung as a balloon.
Yes.
I think it popped.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, when the guy fell on him, it popped.
And it popped. But understand this. It didn't pop and his whole lung just collapsed and it's not working.
It leaked.
A little bit of air got in between the chest wall and where the lung expands. That's it. Yep. And so now I say that's it, but it is very concerning. It's something that you need to watch. We were even talking about whether he stayed the night at the hospital. Personally, as an ER doc, I would not have let him go home with a pneumothorax, even if it's little, because you just want to watch it over time.
Want to make sure it doesn't get worse.
You want to make sure it resolves. You want to give him some oxygen and so forth. So you know, that's the situation. Now the problem is, you know, he gets injured again the following week, and he's got rib fractures, you know, on the other side, and I agree with the medical staff. I don't think he needs to play this week. I mean, you got to heal up, because rib fractures hurt, and they hurt significantly. And him being actually able to play and function and rotate and throw the ball with little pain, I think is going to be very difficult for him.
I had a rib fracture, one, single, and it was a crack, and I couldn't turn over in bed for a month.
Right.
I mean, how does he go out there and take a hit? So one thing I do want to mention because we all laughed, but we didn't tell the folks why we were laughing. So we laughed about the second opinion. all of us, we all laughed. Because the reason that we all, as a patient, get a second opinion is because there are different interpretations of the MRI, different interpretations of the X-ray, different interpretations of what to do with it.
What to do is the big thing.
Right. What the diagnosis is and what to do.
But
right.
In this particular case,
oh my gosh,
everybody agrees.
It's right. Crystal clear. It not agrees.
This is
crystal clear.
There is no plan B.
It's a rib fracture.
It's a rib fracture, and there's unless it's a significant pneumothorax, there's the treatment is the treatment.
The treatment is exactly the same. So
no one's going to say, oh, this doctor said I should get a chest tube, but this one said I should do incentive spirometry. No, it's like a 100% agreement.
So we all chuckled because...
second opinion.
I don't know why you got a second opinion. The first one's pretty damn good.
And Mayor, I don't know if you saw this, but it said...
Confirmed.
Drew Brees got a second opinion... And the diagnosis was confirmed.
Right.
No, I agree. That's what I'm laughing about. And I don't know who ran that title, but I just thought that was just an uneducated way of putting the information.
Yeah.
So do you remember when we were sending those texts, what my comment was about 40-year-olds taking those kind of hits?
Yeah.
Because recognize, as we get older, all our bones get a little bit more brittle, including our ribs.
Yeah.
And that's Father Time saying
no.
It's about done being a quarterback.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because I'm like, well, are you saying that he's got old ribs?
Well, No. Disagree. Look, did you see the guy fall on him? Did you see the hit?
Yeah.
I think that rib would have broken if he was 12.
So let's fast forward now.
Two separate injuries resulting in rib fractures.
What were you saying, Kareem?
So let's fast forward 3 to 4 weeks now. Let's not reinvent the Tyrod Taylor wheel.
Yes.
And what are you going to do in about 3 to 4 weeks when Drew is feeling better, still a little uncomfortable, pneumothorax has resolved? Here's where I put a plug in for my anesthesia guy, Dr. Shiraz. You got to do some regional nerve blocks under ultrasound guidance to help Drew out.
Yeah.
You do not need to put him in the Tyrod Taylor even risk category because this can be done just so much easier, safer, and we know that there's three on one side. We know there's two in the other. There are nerve block techniques that you can go in the paravertebral area to block a field of the ribs off one shot.
Yeah.
So there are ways to do this very safe, and if I was there, this is what Drew would get. And once he's cleared medically, not by me, the orthopedist, but by my pulmonologist, my trauma team, the other folks that manage these type of rib and pneumothorax, even though it happened on the sports field, look, I'm checking my ego. That's not me. I'm not the one clearing them from that. That'd be ridiculous. That needs to be in the expert's hands. But once that's done, I'll tell you how I'm going to manage his pain if he gets back on the field.
How about how the win and loss column's doing? Won't that affect his return?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we've talked about that last year. Whenever same deal. Whenever his thumb was injured, Bridgewater was just holding it down.
Yeah.
But hey, Dr. May, won't you holler at your boys over there, man, and give them a little, you know, consultation.
Omaha, Omaha.
they got a great staff there. They know what they're doing. I'm not worried about them.
All right, quick little break. Inside Sports Medicine coming back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Klay Thompson injury and. We have a business of medicine segment.
Yeah.
My least favorite, but we got to talk about it. Inside Sports Medicine, Soriel, Ballard, Scott, Kareem, too many people. Coming right back.